Welcome to my podcast show. It's the Ruth podcast show. So we'll be talking about the 9/11 attack in New York City, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C. So what happened was like on 9/11, September 11, 2001, there was what we would call the most horrific event in the history of America. It claimed a lot of lives and properties and was the deadliest event in the 21st century. 19 militants associated with the Islamic extremist group Al-Qaeda hijacked 4 planes, and 2 planes were flown into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. The Twin Tower was burned down and later imploded into the ground, killing a significant amount of people. The third plane was flown into the Pentagon just outside Washington, D.C. The fourth plane crashed outside Pennsylvania. We don't really know where the aim was, but fortunately it didn't get there. But a total of 3,000 people or more were killed during the attack. I'll be going into details of what happened on the 9/11 attack on September 11, 2001. At 8:45 a.m. to be exact, which was on a Tuesday morning. The weather was great, so there wouldn't be an excuse for a bad weather prediction of a plane crash. So unexpectedly, an American airline Boeing 767 loaded with 20 gallons of jet fuel crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. The impact caused a gap burning hole in the building, which killed hundreds of people instantly. So people trapped above the 80th floor had no hope of coming down. So it was either just jump down and just stay there and burned, because it was 110th floor. So above that, there was no escape. And during the panic and evacuation and saving lives and all that, 18 minutes later, unexpectedly, a second plane, which was a 767 United Airlines flight, appearing out of the sky into the second building, just took a sharp turn and crashed in the 60th floor of the South Tower of the World Trade Center. The collision caused a massive explosion and debris was everywhere. It was clear America was under attack. The 2 planes definitely were under attack. It was considered the deadliest day too for the firefighters, because men in service, the firefighters, 343 firefighters died that day. So that was pretty a lot of them. But the funny thing was, like, the terrorists were linked to the dude called Osama bin Laden, which everybody already knew before that time, because he was like a big time terrorist. And the question was like, how did he fund it and why did he do it? But the reason why he did it was because U.S. supported Israel in the Persian Gulf War. So, and Israel was against. For I think Israel fought against them, so he was mad because America wasn't an ally to them, and he kind of helped America do something. He was kind of an ally to America one time, so he was kind of mad about it. America didn't have his back or stuff like that. But I'll be funny because his dad is a real rich man, like a real wealthy man from Saudi Arabia, so he had the money to fund the whole stuff. So another question I get was, how did they get the plane? So what happened was that 19 terrorists smuggled box cutter knives. I don't know how, but they did it. They smuggled into the plane and made sure they got transcontinental planes, because they had a lot of fuel, so they could go planes going far distance, so it will burn a lot of stuff like that. And but beforehand, before the whole attack, the terrorists, they came into the country, they took flying lessons, and they had to get accommodated and adapted to the system here, so they could do it without any mistakes. And so they actually really did it smooth. It was a smooth job. But like, so after the 9/11, after the Twin Towers got burned down, the third plane flew to DC, so it went to the Pentagon. An American airline flight 77 circled down. What happened? That was just what happened. Circled downtown Washington DC before crashing into the West Side Pentagon military headquarters at 9:45 a.m. and 125 military personnel and civilians were killed in the Pentagon, along with 64 people on board. The fourth plane was headed to California, but the hijackers actually changed the route. But luckily, the flight was delayed. But like before, right after they got off the ground, they got news about the attack and stuff. So the people in the plane knew something was wrong, because the plane was not going to California. It took another route. So they fought the terrorists and took over the plane. But unluckily for them, the plane crashed hard and went up into flames, and nobody survived. All of them in the plane died, but he didn't get to his destination. That was the only fortunate thing that happened. And so that was the four goals that happened to the four planes, and that was the four places or the four planes, I don't know. But the total amount of people killed in the 9/11 attack was 200,763 died at the World Trade Center, 343 firefighters died, 23 paramedics died, 37 city police officers died, and 19 of the hijackers died. And I heard only 6 people in the World Trade Center survived when it collapsed. So like, that was a lot of people in there, and just only 6 people in the World Trade Center survived. So that's a lot of people that died. But like, the exact number is not, like, we're not really precise about the exact number, but like more than 3,000 people died. But we just say 3,000 people died in the attack. So if you want to learn more about this, you can just go to my sources, which are www.history.com, cnn.com, theatlantic.com, and britannica.com.